You know, it's all in honor of Fatima. This is Fatima. This is her night of passing. And she really passed for love. She died for love, for her father. And she left. She didn't live more than 6 months after he left. We were, you know. So as we were coming tonight, I could feel, you know, that the subtle power of Hazrat Fatima. And so she's really gathered us all. We think that we're coming here because we're, you know, in a class, or I think I'm coming here because of some reason, and we've just all been drawn by this magnet of love. So, you know, may Allah draw us every Thursday to the magnet of love. But this is a very special night, and so we're going to dedicate the zikr to her and sing her Ilahi. This, I'll just start with this. And it's in the very beginning. And it goes, O beloved Allah, please shower your blessings and prayers upon the illumined Fatima and her noble father and blessed husband and children by the secret invested in her, which is in your knowledge alone. Amen. I also want to say, you know, after I spoke, I always speak in one, I mean, often I find myself speaking in one way, and then I need to speak in the other way. And so what I said about the veil, you know, one field is here in America, and how that will come, and how sacred forms will manifest here. But really, I think as Westerners, we must also find in ourselves the respect for, you know, choices that others around the world make for themselves. And so, you know, the French government, for instance, made a very hard decision not to allow the veil in France. And I understand the reasons, because they don't want to create religious division. And so I think on a certain level, that's, you know, it goes with that French rationality. They're you know, they like to pride themselves on being rational, so that's a very rational decision. You know, whether it's helpful or not, and we'll see over time how people respond to it. But in Turkey, they didn't allow the veil for many, many, many years publicly. And especially in the universities, in places in academia, and I think public offices and things like that. So, I mean, thank God in America, it's a different thing. So we are neither forced nor, you know, nor are we prevented. So I think it's very important, the freedom of choice. But I think as Americans and Westerners, we must respect, you know, the women who do don the veil, and even the women in this country who choose to wear the veil. And it's also like a God consciousness, you know, I think. And inshallah, that's, in my understanding, would be the highest reason to have it, really. Not just as a social thing or a, you know, a gender thing at all, but as God consciousness, what we call taqwa, as a word of, you know, deeply present with God and aware. And so maybe in that sense, as a reminder, just for the, you know, the dervish, the tesbih is the reminder. Even just having it, just holding a tesbih, all of a sudden it plunges us into a level of presence in zikrullah. And so I think also for these women that it's a reminder. And after all, you know, it's also a courageous choice. So, alhamdulillah. Ooh. So let's go into this state of taqwa. Let's enter the divine presence, and let's be with the one who is closer to us than our own life vein. Let's be with that one consciously and completely, and open ourselves to that one who is always near us. And that's what makes coming into this room from the street, you know, that's the difference. is that, you know, our gathering is about him or her, if we choose to say, however we choose to designate God and our beloved. We have the freedom again, once again, as servants and lovers of God, we have the freedom to call on the beloved by all the beautiful names. But in this gathering is remembrance.